Wayne, Ben to Michael.
Hey, Coach, any update on John and KCP?
Both guys are game time decisions. We'll see how they react in the warm up.
To Michael, then Drew, and then Chris.
What's the communication like with the team because now you're starting to go through those stretches where, you know, like you didn't practice and you didn't have a shoot around. So from game to game, like, how do you communicate? When do you communicate with the team to kind of get in preparation for this matchup tonight?
I think the most important tool that we have is video in these tough stretches, like starting three games in 4 nights. But there's always, you have to be careful with that too, because it's easy to overload the guys, especially early in the season, and draw conclusions from one game that don't really apply to the next game. So it's really, really important to always try to the analysis, but after that to apply it into the next opponent. That's one thing, and then hopefully always, even if it's slow tempo, you can get to do some type of jog throughs or just for the understanding. So just trying to hit on all different type of teaching points, talking, listening, watching, moving. Notice that's the best way that the guys learn.
Hey, Coach, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I was going to ask you a little bit about the principles offense, again, if you don't mind. He kind of trying to play a little bit more up pace, too. Was curious maybe your two, three comments that you would have that highlight what you're trying to accomplish through that principles offense, and maybe the rules that you try to dictate to the guys to have some sort of framework for them going forward.
I've got to say first that I'm not an expert on the offense, sometimes called the principles, but from what I gather, the Heat are looking to play this way this year. It's based on a lot of dribble drive attacks, creating gaps for the drivers, and then having very logical, let's say, counters to what the defense does. So occupying space rationally while other guys are driving, so that you can always punish. Where if the driver is stopped, you have to bring the second defender over, and that means somebody should be open in that situation. My experience is it's a great tool, especially attacking directly out of transition, because you don't have to get into any actions. Man, if you have players who have the skill level to get past their own guys, but also to make read on a unit level with bigs that can shoot, you really have a lot of variability. You can put the defense into a bind.
Thank you.
Drew and then Chris.
Thomas, there was obviously some shocking news across the NBA yesterday. I'm just curious, what does the franchise do to educate players on the risks of gambling and protecting the integrity of the game?
Yeah, already before that, those news broke out, we have talked about it within our organization and within the team also about this, because it's obviously a very important subject, like you said, the integrity of the game. And yeah, we should hold everybody to the highest possible standard there.
Chris and then Mike.
Vince has been out on the injury report each of the first two games, but there hasn't been a medical update on him officially. Is he considered day-to-day, or where is he at?
He's still dealing with that nagging heel soreness, and hopefully we'll be able to reevaluate him, you know, in the near future.
Mike?
Coach, you talked earlier about teaching moments and learning incrementally throughout the course of a game. What did you see from Cedric? You know, obviously, his offense and his shot wasn't necessarily there in the preseason, but he never seemed to let that affect his confidence. But strategically, what did you see in him in game one that he may have grown and learned from the preseason?
He did a tremendous job defensively against the Pelicans. He's been a driver of our transition offense the whole time. He has a unbelievable athletic gift. He's very durable. He has a high motor. He wants to learn, and we feel like every game he's improving. And it's not very surprising when you look at the background. You know, I think after next week he'll have played more games than the whole last season. So that's one thing, and then coming from a relatively low level, now stepping into the NBA, it's obviously a huge jump. So you expect those, but his rate of retention is just really impressive, and And yeah, he's improving in all the facets of the game.
When you played the Heat in the preseason, they did the double big lineup with Bam and Khalil Ware. And then when they played their first regular season game, they started Bam and I think Khalil Ware came off the bench. From a preparation standpoint, how do you approach those two different lineups to where, you know, they start Bam at the five or when they go with the double big lineup with Ware and Adebayo?
Well, the short answer is because of the offense that they run, that's maybe a less of a difference than in previous years. So both guys are playing within their offensive ecosystem. And yeah, we prepare for both scenarios. And I think the biggest advantage you get with those double bigs, you get a little bit more rim protection and you get more rebounding on both ends. And obviously that's something that you have to take into account both on both ends.
Thank you.
Thank you.